This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said his Wednesday meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin would be critical and that he'd offer to Moscow to cooperate on areas of common interest if the Kremlin so chooses. Mr. Biden characterized Mr. Putin as an adversary or someone who could be an adversary and as bright and tough. Speaking at a news conference after a NATO summit in Brussels, the president said China and Russia were trying to split the transatlantic alliance and that while he was not seeking conflict with Russia, NATO would respond if Moscow, quote, continued its harmful actions, end quote. Mr. Biden also said the potential death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, now jailed in Russia, would be a tragedy and would hurt Russian relations with the rest of the world and with the United States. The meeting with NATO leaders in Brussels was Biden's first summit with an alliance that Donald Trump openly disparaged. Hong Kong's leader says her government is closely watching a nearby Chinese nuclear power plant following a news report that it might be leaking. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says government data shows radiation levels in Hong Kong are normal. A French company that helps to manage the facility said it was dealing with a performance issue. It said the facility was operating within safe limits. Witnesses say at least 15 people were killed Tuesday in a suicide bombing at an army camp in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. A Reuters witness counted the bodies at a hospital. Officials there confirmed the dead were killed in an attack earlier in the day at an army camp. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Islamist group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out bombings in the Horn of Africa country. This is VOA News.